Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bert Show. Silly for me to be annoyed by it, but celebrity entitlement just gets under my skin. And I think we're seeing this with T.I., unfortunately.
Disappointed in T.I., man, for going out this way. I feel just like you when it comes to celebrity entitlement. And this is the latest case where he, T.I., was visiting, looked like a bar or a restaurant of some sort. And there's a bouncer. He's a typical bouncer outside of the place, all black. And apparently he was not letting T.I. in because T.I. didn't have his ID. So at that point, T.I. decided to pull his phone out and actually point it towards the bouncer. So he has his phone out and he's saying these things about the bouncer while he's talking to him.
I'm in Austin, Texas on, what it is? What is it, 6th Street?
East 6th Street.
On East 6th Street at a place called Revelry.
Oh, right.
Rainy? Okay, Rainy Street, place called Revelry. There's a sucker up here at the front. There's a sucker right here at the front. This sucker right here talking about I need some ID to get in somewhere. Huh? Don't worry about it. This sucker right here talking about I need some ID to get in somewhere. Any nigga with some shoes like that ain't gonna kick me out of nowhere, man. Any nigga wear them peppermint patty shoes. This man got on a Walmart Versace shirt with them got Ross pants. And here, what your nipple hard for, man? Why your nipple hard for, man? That boy got them thick ankle. But look at that boy ankle poking out the side of them peppermint patty shoes. But what is that, velvet? What is that, velvet? Hell nah. Yeah. Appreciate you too, buddy. We on him right now, though. But look at the shoes, boy. Who gave you them goddamn shoes, boy? Your grandma put them up in a birthday card. What's for $5, $6, didn't it? No, I'm sorry. Pardon me, ma'am. All right, now. All right. Back to your business.
So T.I. just continues to just rail on him. And the bouncer is just standing there, taking it all, looking at him like, continue to do what you're going to do, man. But people were actually split in the comments over
there. Why? How could you be split in the comments?
Because some people feel like you know who he is. You know that he's T.I., so why would you do all of this to not let him in? Like, you know he's of age because he's famous.
Maybe he did not know who he was, T.I. Not 100% of the population knows who he is. And then put him on blast like that and then rip on him and insult him from head to toe? Come on, do better.
But not only did he film it, he obviously posted it.
Yeah, this wasn't posted by someone else. Like, T.I. posted this. He put this on his own page, so he didn't feel like he was doing anything wrong. He didn't run from it.
This is that detachment from reality, I think, that celebrities get, man, because he feels like he's in the right. He's not doing anything wrong here. This is what celebrities do, right? So this entitlement, this guy's not getting paid by T.I. He's getting paid by the bar. And if T.I. gets in there and they are checking IDs for whatever reason, he doesn't have it, the bouncer's losing his job.
And I know a lot of bouncers, and they all all tell me that they go through this every single time they go to work. There's always seems to be one celebrity who comes there. They don't want to show ID, whether they have it or not. They just don't feel like they need to show it. And there are bouncers who just don't care. I'm here to do my job. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you T.I. or right. E.T. or I.T. or whoever you are.
E.T.
Pull your ID out like everybody else.
We had a fun moment last night at dinner. So Cassie, myself, and Abby went out to dinner last night. And we're sitting there, and the server looks at me and asks me what I would like to drink. And I'm like, ooh, can I get this Pinot Noir? And looks at Cassie. Cassie, what would you like to drink? And then she orders a glass of red. And then she looks at Abby, and she goes, can I see your ID?
Which, believe it or not, was the first time I had gotten ID'd in a long time to where I was honestly shocked. I was like, you know, oh my God, I look young again.
Enjoy it. Oh my gosh,
I'm so youthful.
You know why? Because you were hanging out with us, and in comparison, you look very young.
No, but I thought like that would age me up. Like, obviously, like, I'm not like your daughter or anything. I could be like a hip mom in her 30s.
No, listen,
I could be like a Sharon.
When you are a hip mom in your 30s, you'll be like, I don't want to be a hip mom in my 30s.
Out of the three of us, it looked like it was your turn to drink the blood of the virgin and become young again, okay?
When I get ID now, I just look at the server and I'm like, oh, you're just being kind. I mean, thank you very much, but come on. All right, speaking of dreams, obviously this bouncer probably not his dream job. So when you do have a shot for your dream job, do you take it or not?
So I'm curious as to what y'all would do. I have a friend that's in this position currently. And of course, as life would have it, you always seem to be in some kind of dilemma where you got to take a risk or you got to leap and take your shot at something. But you might end up losing something that you have now and you're comfortable in. And that's the position she finds herself in, because right now she has a job that she's very comfortable doing. Like, she enjoys it. She's been doing it for years. She's comfortable doing it. She knows what she's doing. But it's not exactly her dream job. And what her dream job is to do, like, interviews with fighters in the UFC, which is really big company. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably heard of the UFC. And that's what she's always wanted to do. Now, the problem is, for years, like, what she's doing now has kind of been gearing her up towards doing that. But she's never got an opportunity before to actually take her shot at being in the UFC. So there's in a couple of weeks, there's an opportunity that she has, which may cause her to get in trouble with the job she currently has, because they need her to be there to film something that she has to do for her current job. And there's no, like, it's one of those situations where it's a very small team. They have like really blown up with having a very small team. So you can't really just not show up to stuff. It's a big deal. She has to be there. The problem is, she got an opportunity to go interview for the UFC. So it would seem like it's a no-brainer to just, man, this is your shot. This is what you've been waiting for. Go take the interview with the UFC. But the issue with that is, if she goes and takes the interview for the UFC, it may not go further than that. That may literally just be the end of it. A lot of people want to do interviews for the UFC. A lot of people want to work for the UFC. So if you go, you may do well, and then they may keep calling you back. And then now you officially got your foot in the door, and you're going to be able to keep going and interviewing these fighters and do what you want to do. But if it doesn't go well, then you go and do the interview, and that's a wrap. Mm. You just got your one shot at the UFC. You didn't get it, and you didn't show up to the job you are currently comfortable with. So you're risking losing that opportunity to go shoot for your dreams. And I was like, that is a tough dilemma. I don't know what I would do.
So my knee-jerk reaction is an obvious one if you listen to The Vert Show for any amount of time at all. I just feel like we're on this planet for a very short amount of time. As Mike Tyson would say, we're just passing through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we are put here to be happy, right? I say shoot your shot. I can't live with the thought of not shooting my shot. However, there is a reality to it at all. Also, I mean, if this is her everyday job and she obviously is going to need this for cash coming in and to live, it is a very difficult decision to make with that kind of reality. But still, the regret of not shooting my shot and not knowing if I would have got my... You're not talking about a job I just want. You're talking about a dream job. I wouldn't be able to live with that.
I wouldn't either, and that's why I was like, man, you got to shoot. But then she hit me with the kids, and she's like, you don't have kids, Mo. And I was like, sure, yeah, you're right. Sure. That does change everything.
But I can't remember what movie it is, but there's like two storylines, and she makes one choice and goes one direction, and she makes another choice and goes another direction.
Sliding Doors.
But ultimately ends up in the exact same spot. Like, in the end, ends up in this, like, where she wanted to be. She just took two different routes to get there.
Yeah, that's a movie.
There's a newer one called Look Both Ways with Lily Reinhart.
Yes.
And I watched it. And if you're a parent, I suggest you do, because it was actually that a baby kind of is part of the equation. And it was really, really comforting to watch, actually. Really hopeful.
Because just because something happens or if you don't do something doesn't mean you're not going to end up with your goal. You just might be taking a different, you know, different trajectory or a different route to get there.
Abby, what do you do in this case?
For me, well, I have a question about, like, can she not have anybody fill in for her, like, on that one day? So it's the choice between quitting the job and doing the dream thing. That's the hard thing about kids. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't want to have kids, is I don't want to have to make that decision, because this could be the thing that changes her life. But at the end of the day, like, when you make that decision to have kids, you also have to make the decision to be selfless. And if I'm her in that position, I'm probably putting my kids first and not taking the risk.
When does she have to make this decision?
She got 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
You got 2 weeks.
What did you say to her?
I told her go for it.
Yeah.
I, but that's just me. Like, I would have to go for it, because I wouldn't be able to, like you said, look back on it and just always wonder what if. I would have to shoot my shot.
And again, this is not just a job that you'd like to have. This is your dream job. That's a different level right there. But you got the reality of kids, man.
I know. Everybody doesn't get a chance to take their shot at their dream job, man. I would go for it.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.